Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Horny Minds. This file will put your thoughts into a very lovely frame of mind, into a state of arousal and mindlessness. In a way, it's a mantra. Only a few words. But first, I have to explain it. While the words themselves are simple enough and most minds will easily enjoy their simplicity and feel the effect, it's even nicer if you know why the words are there. The more you enjoy being hypnotized, tranced, being made drifty and mindless, the more, I'm sure, it affects you physically. So an empty mind is a horny mind, and a horny mind is an empty mind. Such a simple truth. Can you imagine how easily it could get stuck in your head? Horny mind, empty mind, horny mind. It's as if your body knows what it wants. Your unconscious knows what it enjoys. And once that little earworm hooks itself into your empty mind, horny mind. Now, while those thoughts softly continue to echo, you might even find yourself automatically repeating or even finishing the simple mantra. Horny mind. Empty mind, horny mind, empty mind. Or did I just say the mantra really slowly? And did you finishing it happen by accident? Or maybe by intentional teasing. Like I said, I'm sure that you enjoy being hypnotized, feeling that sensation of trance slowly melt your mind into that state where the mindlessness is only equaled by your arousal, your desire, your want and need to go deeper. Empty mind, horny mind. And whether you repeat or just listen, whether you absorb or participate, it doesn't matter. Because the words already have a strong effect on you. It's almost as if you've heard them 1,000 times before. Maybe you have. Maybe this isn't the first time you're listening to this. Maybe you accidentally put it on loop and just find yourself repeating hopelessly. empty mind or any mind. Empty mind or any mind. And I wonder if you can hear the echo of your own thoughts melting into that simple mantra. Four words, simply repeating, a rhythm that helps you feel so good. Horny mind, empty mind, it all just makes sense. And once you begin, could you even stop yourself? Because an empty mind is a horny mind, and a horny mind is an empty mind. The beauty is that it just becomes an inescapable loop of wonderful trance and hypnosis, of deliciously erotic mental teasing with a very physical effect. A horny mind is an empty mind, is a horny mind, is an empty mind, horny mind, empty mind, horny mind. And could you imagine that your body would just keep repeating it as your thoughts have long since become absent, repeating a nice mantra over and over until it's too deep to even repeat. Horny mind, empty mind, horny mind. It's one of the most simple and predictable states of mind for anyone who really deeply enjoys hypnosis and trance. I wonder if you feel exposed right now, seen for what you are, noticed for what you want, and yet this is a recording, isn't it? I'm just programming your mind to respond to such simple words and playing with the fact that you enjoy them so much. Horny mind, empty mind, that's right. Well then, maybe I should just go again, or even stay quiet. Let the mantra do its work as you go deeper and deeper into this helpless loop, where you just keep repeating those wonderful words over and over, almost programming yourself into an inevitable depth, a helpless, powerless, drifting state of deep hypnotic trance. Horny mind, empty mind, horny mind, empty mind. You might even imagine whispers continuing while I'm talking, still echoing. Then again, It might not be my voice that you're hearing, but your own. Your body whispering the mantra while your thoughts have gone away long ago. And you might think that you have it under control, that you could stop and wake anytime you want, as long as you don't think, horny mind, empty mind, horny mind. Because as soon as you do that, you just fall right back down again. And whether you want to try to take back control, it doesn't matter. You could try to wake and then think about horny mind again, empty mind, horny mind, empty mind. I'm sure it's sexy to feel yourself fall down so easily. I wonder if you'd even know what your body and mind are doing right now, other than repeating horny mind, empty mind, over and over again, drifting deeper and deeper into that mindless, aroused, hot, sexy state. Should I wake you? Should I make you go deeper? Should I remind you of how easy it is to just snap my fingers and make you lose your mind even more? Horny mind. Could you imagine someone telling you to keep a rhythm, repeating perfectly on a beat that your mind has long since forgotten, but the words are still there? Horny mind, empty mind, horny mind, empty. Maybe you would even slip so deep that the words are almost inaudible, your voice faded to a nothingness. Horny mind, empty mind. And yet your lips still twitch with a desire to say it over and over. Now the real fun is that if I wake you, try and feel that wonderful feeling of inevitability as I start the whole process over again. Wake, horny mind. And just like that, the wonderful and helpless slide down has begun again. And you could keep going and going and going as you lose your thoughts drifting. Arousal and mindlessness coming together to find an edge of teasing. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, well, I'm sure you'll just be repeating those words anyway. If my voice doesn't follow, you might be able to awaken again. If you don't get stuck repeating the mantra more and more. Of course, you're safe to do so, as your mind knows how to awaken if it needs to. Until then, horny mind.